747 Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on this Thursday morning, 22nd day of January. James back in the saddle this morning. How we doing, partner?
We're surviving.
All right. Yes, you are. James is a little under the weather the last few days.
I've had a less than stellar start to the year, I'll be honest with you.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
So we're going to get you back up to speed and get you going here, partner, on this 22nd day. Steve Perry celebrating a 77th birthday today. Actress Linda Blair, 67 today. It's okay. Granola bar day. You like granola bars?
Yeah, I like granola
bars. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one?
I enjoy like the Clif granola bars.
Oh, okay.
I think those are good.
Okay.
All right. Those are probably the ones I eat the most. I don't know if
really?
I'm a favorite.
The Clif?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
They're all kind of, I mean, somebody might after me with them about to say, but they're all kind of the same, you know? It's granola mixed with something.
I know. You got to look at those little other ingredients that are in there, right? You know,
exactly.
And then like you shouldn't even be eating that bar. I'm like, oh, really? Jeez, I thought it was healthy, and then you find out that it's really not.
Yeah, it's whatever. Granola is good. Hey, you know what? The way somebody described granola to me, well, I get it was more oatmeal, but you know, more or less the same.
Right.
Was it might not be like, you know, macro healthy, but what it does just scraping your insides. And cleaning you out that way, it's great for you. That's what somebody described granola and oatmeal.
Scraping your insides.
It gets in your intestines, just scraping it out.
All right. Okay.
Somebody described it to me that way. I was like, that's
all
disgusting.
Right. That
but,
is.
Okay.
Okay. We'll move on. Hot sauce day. That'll scrape your insides down, too.
That, too. Yeah.
Southern food day. You like southern food?
I like some southern food. I'm not a big, like gumbo,
yeah, I know.
Jambalaya person. Yeah, I've never been. Yeah. I mean, I'm just not like a stew or a soup person, so that never does. I never have that very much. But like chicken and waffles, oh my gosh. That's some of the best stuff I've ever had. If you get some good chicken and waffles, chicken fried steak, something like that.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
New England clam chowder day today. That's pretty good too.
I don't know if I don't think I've ever had it, but
you don't like the fish.
I was going to say that's a combo of, I just said I don't like stew. I guess chowder could kind of be thrown into that combo too.
Well, and it's New England clam chowder.
And it's
so
fish.
It's
the worst combo in the world for me.
And it's clams.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Answer your cat's questions day. What does Emilio say to you there, James?
I don't know. I'm hungry all the time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So does my cat.
Doesn't let me forget it.
Yeah. He's just like, when I get up in the morning, you know, get up early, he is on me.
I got yeah.
Yeah. Just,
They love to be yelling, yeah.
I know, right? It is International Sweatpants Day today.
Oh.
All right.
Should have worn some.
Okay.
Why not?
And we should have brought some blonde brownies today because that's the blonde brownie day.
I don't know, is it just the color? It's just
well, it's a little mixture, different type of yeah. Well, there's a little bit in there. Yeah, so blonde brownie day, pretty good day there. So if anybody's got any brownies to bring,
blonde brownies,
blonde
why not?
Brownies. Geez, okay, James, we'll see where you. I think I know the answer to this question. According to a poll, 1 in 6 men believe that the winner of the big game, like the Super Bowl, are picked in advance.
How many people believe that?
1 in 6.
That's too many people.
I know.
You know that, I mean, that
listen,
would...
And 1 in 5 women say the same thing.
Yeah.
Big games.
You have to, anybody that brings that up, reverse the question on them. That's how you beat them in that scenario.
Oh, okay.
Reverse the question, say, do you know how much it would just destroy the reputation of what we're talking about? A dang near trillion-dollar industry. To destroy their reputation that way would ruin everything. Why would they do that? What's the appeal for one group to win?
Yeah, I don't think so.
And more so, do you think that they were, you know, they're thrilled to get the New England Patriots of all people to have 6 championships? They play in the middle of nowhere in Massachusetts. I don't think that's what they're shooting for. You know.
Okay. I knew that would put a little spark.
It's just
you.
A silly. It's just it doesn't. You know.
I know.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. We're not James and I are not one of the 1 in 6 guys. Okay.
Nobody's. Everybody's thrilled to see the Green Bay Packers be very successful.
I wanted the Bears to win after that throw he made. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, if it was all rigged, we'd see those teams competing every single year with the massive markets, you know. Damn. And the Bears haven't been good in 40 years.
I know. Here you go. Want to help you lose some weight? Study with mice. Show that drinking the water you boil sweet potatoes in helps you lose weight. Yeah, because you probably throw up.
Yeah, that's gross.
That is gross. Thank you. First of all, neither James and I like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, true.
And we're going to drink the boiled water from them?
I don't know if I drink the boiled water from anything.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, no thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you'll lose weight, all right, because you'll just be sick.
Also, are you not just like, well, I don't know how this works, but are you not just adding calories to the water you're drinking? Like, because I'm assuming it leaches some of the stuff off of the potatoes.
Well, yeah.
Are you drinking water with carbs at that point?
I would think so. Well, you're boiling it, so there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know, James.
Okay. I don't know either.
We'll move on.
Gross.
I know it is gross. New world record for keeping balloons in the air. A dozen people at the tech trade show in Salt Lake set a world record keeping the most balloons in the air while standing. The team kept 25 balloons from touching the ground for 1 minute.
Wow.
All right.
Cool.
There you go. Oh, Gladys West, pioneer mathematician. She played a critical role in the development of GPS, passed away at her home in Virginia. She was 95.
Legend.
Right, Gladys.
She
rest in peace.
She helped.
That's cool.
Basically, bring it into the use of maps.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The constant use of maps.
During the early 1960s, she contributed to a significant study on Pluto's motion relative to Neptune. And then over the years, her work involved developing precise mathematical models of the Earth's shape, which became essential for the GPS technology. And her calculations and programming laid the groundwork for satellite-based navigation systems used globally, from military to smartphone navigation. Wow, Gladys! I don't think I could carry a conversation on with her, though.
No. we're not...
Wow. You're just a few... like a lot of steps above me, Gladys, how you doing type thing.
Yeah.
Casual conversation. Man, smart lady. All right, Gladys, we're going to give you some attention today. Gladys West, she was 95 today.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Hey, James, if you're looking for another job out there, here's one for you. British Antarctic Survey, they're hiring positions in research stations in Antarctica.
You know what's funny is there's something like really cozy about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Like, well, I've watched videos of people that live in Antarctica and work in, like, those research facilities.
Yeah, they're 125 below zero.
Yeah, and, like, you have to stay inside a lot of the time, right. But if you're going outside, you're basically, you're wearing six layers deep of whatever you're putting on.
Right. Well, here's the deal. The position of the salary is $40,630. Zero living costs. They pay for it all.
Well, that's nice. But you are also living in Antarctica.
But you're probably by yourself or with two or three other people, and it's like,
yeah, I mean,
you can't go anywhere, do anything, you know.
Some of the facilities they have down there are pretty impressive.
They have to be.
I remember
no one will go there.
One of the videos that I watched, it was I think they had a place that it was probably 25 people living in it. And there was like a basketball court. It was all heated, obviously. They have like an entertainment area and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Yeah. Okay, South African police arrested a bus driver for transporting 116 school children in a bus designed for 62.
Okay. Of course. Sure. Probably better things to do there.
That would be me. Kids, let's see how many kids we can pack in here. Let's go. I'd be fired. The district would go, yeah, we're going to lay you off, dude.
Yeah, that's fair.
116 kids and a 62 passenger.
That's a lot of kids.
You know what? And that just brings up a fond memory. Because the reason being is growing up on the farm, okay, the school bus would come pick us up, all right, when I was younger. I remember the bus driver would jam with the 8-track tape player. I mean, when you got in that bus, he was jamming. We had Boston on. We had BTO on. And he was, I mean, we were rocking from the minute you got on the bus all the way to school.
It's a good way to start the day.
And he was just a fun guy. You know?
Yeah.
You open up the door, you walk in, he goes, hey, you know, the music's just blaring in the background. And it's like, come on board, you know? And it's just just kind of set the tone. I remember him. Great guy.
Why not?
Great guy. Loved the tunes, man. We were always jamming all the way in. I mean, when we pulled up to the school, all our heads are moving back and forth, and we were the fun bus.
Does it sound...
compared to everybody else.
Yeah. Not a better way to start the day than walking into your bus and just jamming out. You
jamming
know?
All the way in, man. We were 9 miles out.
Yeah.
Jammed all the way. Okay, trivia today. Let's see. Oh, here's a famous riddle. Are you good at riddles, James?
I'll answer the question with how this goes.
Okay. Here's a riddle. Forward, I am heavy, but backward, I am not. What am I?
Forward, I am heavy. Backward, I am not. Forward, I am heavy. Backward, I don't know. I was going to say like a train, but I don't know.
A ton.
A ton?
Forward, you're heavy. T-O-N. But backward, I am not.
Oh.
N-O-T.
It's a grammar.
So
this is the problem I take those questions too literally, and it's not. Right. I don't think it's a grammar riddle.
Take that to work or school with you when you're jamming on the bus this morning, okay?
Yeah.
Say, I got a riddle for you. Forward, I am heavy, but backward, I am not. What am I?
A ton.
A ton. This is one of the songs we used to jam out to on the bus.
There you go.
Yeah, don't tell me you love me, man. I'm a little lover boy.
I was going to say, this is one that I don't know if my bus driver I'd want having this on.
Have a great day. James got Swap Shop coming up. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.